Asylum seekers in the Manus Island Detention Centre are confronting guards and police who are trying to lock gates and clear one of the accommodation compounds there. The standoff comes after 3 days of protests inside the centre against attempts to force refugees to move out. Detainees say a large group of local police and centre guards are being directed by Australian Federal Police and Australian Border Force officers on how to close the compounds and remove the men inside. The confrontation also follows that release of the transcript of the phone call between Donald Trump and Malcolm Turnbull. Papua New Guinea correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Days of protests inside the Manus Island Detention Centre have culminated in a confrontation between detainees and authorities. Sudanese refugee Abdul Aziz Adam says it looks like police and guards are preparing to use force to close down a main accommodation block.
They are gathering in a big group of maybe 100 or 120 guys, now I can see them, and they are ready. They brought the fire guys in front, and the guards and the police cars were everywhere, and they locked the gate, and they are ready to come in and drag people out of Foxtrot.
The Australian government is pushing ahead with a plan to close the centre progressively and anticipated there would be resistance. Extra Papua New Guinea police have been flown to Manus Island, and refugees say Australian Federal Police and Australian Border Force officers are directing them. Abdulaziz Adam says the detainees are trying to avoid violence because previous protests ended in the death of one man and serious injuries to many asylum seekers.
Or they are encouraging us to do something very bad. We don't want to do anything because we know the consequence. We have heard enough. 2013, 2014, 2015, the incident. So we just want to tell them that, please, we are peaceful. We don't want anything. Leave us. We are happy to stay in here.
The centre's management has shut down power and water to the Foxtrot accommodation compound. It wants the refugees inside to move to a so-called transit centre near the main town and those men whose refugee claims failed to move to another compound inside the centre. Iranian refugee Amir Taghinia says the refugees think the transit centre is unsafe and unsuitable.
The situation is much, much worse than in here. There is no medical facilities there at all in that centre. It is very close to the Lorengo town, and people can get beaten up. And we have seen there are evidence that people are getting almost daily getting beaten up.
There are few options for the 700 refugees and 100 men with negative refugee status in the centre. Resettlement in the United States has not progressed, and the release of the transcript of the phone call between Malcolm Turnbull and Donald Trump confirms the refugees' worst fears that the deal might not help them at all. Amir Taghinia says the men are being told to return to their countries of origin, but some are saying they'd rather die.
People are saying to the system and the authorities that if they want to force people to get out of this place, they will have to bring guns and shoot people. They said, we're not going to resist, but if you want to take people out of this center, force people to go and resettle in Papua New Guinea, they said they're going to line up for authorities to get shot in the head and end this story.
Iranian refugee Amir Taghinia ending that report from Eric Torchek.